So, a couple years ago, right, we dropped the Joint Mixtape Project, which was a collaboration of a whole bunch of dope producers and artists that were here for the A3C. We rented out, or we collaborated with Salem Songs, and we did everything there. Anonymous was somebody that was submitted to us. I listened to a couple of his songs on YouTube, and I was like, damn, okay, this is somebody we should probably, you know, reach out to, because, you know, reaching out to a whole bunch of artists, we weren't going to get everybody, so just extending an invite. So this dude drives all the way up from Florida, if I'm not mistaken, just for our mixtape, just to even just get a verse. He just wanted to be on it, right? So when he gets there, he hears the beat that we gave him from Foreign Allegiance. And he was in there, he was writing. And when he got in the booth, Dead End Hip Hop album review, Anonymous, Vice City. Before we get into the review, I want to say thank you for everybody that hit that subscribe button. Also, by going to the Patreon website and saying, yo, I'm going to support these guys with a dollar or more, because there's a whole bunch of you guys that are Patreons for more than a dollar. So we definitely appreciate that. And if you are not a current Patreon, go on to the page. See everything that your dollar can get you. Also, for everybody that has subscribed, over 150,000 of you guys, thank you. We definitely appreciate that. And when he got in the booth, he was all like, oh shit, I don't know if this is gonna be good. Cause he was super nervous. His voice was crackling. He, like, certain parts of the beat, he couldn't even like get the flow right and all of this. So I was just like, oh man, I don't even know we're gonna use this joint on here. But he was like, yo, let me take it home. You know, I'm nervous cause I'm meeting you guys and all of this and all of that. And he took it home. He sent it back to AJ. AJ cleaned it up and, you know, it made the final cut. So it was on the Joint Mixtape. You know what I'm saying? So this guy, he is definitely dedicated. When we decided to do this, I was just like, okay, you know, I don't know. Cause, you know, it was a little difficult just to get that song out, you know? So to hear this, I was like, okay, this motherfucker done goddamn took every ounce, every little thing that we said while he was here, and he applied it to this project. Because this does not sound like anything that I witnessed in that booth at all. So I was definitely surprised. I didn't know where he was gonna go with his music, because like I heard like two or three songs prior to, but this shit right here, man, it kind of, I was like, okay, for a debut project, because I don't think he has any mixtapes or anything. I think this is like his first project. No, yes. He has something.
There was another mixtape on his Bandcamp.
Yeah, he has something. Oh, okay. I don't know what it is.
The guy's, the character's name from this, there was a mixtape on there that was titled That Guy, whatever the guy's, I think it's Noctis. Noctis, I think is what it's called.
Okay. Obviously, I don't follow Anonymous like that. So this is my first introduction to Anonymous. And I have to say, for a first intro, this is damn pretty good. You know what I'm saying? And that's based off of what I heard from him initially, what I kind of compare up and coming artists to. This is pretty damn good. The production is the thing that I really, really, really like. I like bumping the whip music. But that first damn song, man, goddamn 6 minutes? Oh, yeah. Fucking 6 minutes? Like that shit, like just right off the bat, I'm like, god damn, bro. Like,
but I thought that was cool though. I didn't really have a problem with that. Only because most of the other songs were anywhere
relatively short. Yeah. Yeah. But the way that the production was on this project, it made it seem way longer than the 40 some odd minutes that it was.
I do agree with that.
You know, so I, like, again, I really like the production, mm-hmm. but my advice would be to kind of vary some of this stuff, because it's very short. And when I saw him, okay, 14 tracks, 41 minutes, it's almost like a run-on sentence.
I had that same kind of feeling about it. Not that I had that same feeling, but I think, like you said, it was definitely the sound of it, very dark and grim sounding and, you know, ominous and stuff like that. But obviously that was what he was going for thematically, right? Vice City and, you know, so, right. So
trip you up.
While I wanted more diversity in terms of beat, tempo, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I also understood why he took the approach he did.
And I'm not disagreeing with the approach, but
once the project was completed and he put these tracks together and he listened to it, I don't know if you felt that same way, because I felt like it was way longer than 40 minutes.
No, I felt that, but I wonder if it would have taken away from what he was going for.
You wanted it to be shorter, or did you want the tracks to be more diverse? Those are two different things. Yeah, well, because 41 minutes ain't long.
You know, it's not long. I wanted it to feel 41 minutes. Is basically what I'm trying to say. So I don't know how you would have got into that. Obviously, I think it's the diversity in the tracks themselves, in the beats and stuff like that. Because the man can rap. I think that was settled, cut and clear for me. But I don't know, man. It just felt too fucking long for me. And that really detracted from the project overall, because the beats, god damn, I don't know who produces your shit. I don't know if you producing your own stuff, but these beats were super dope to me. But it just felt overwhelming. It just felt too much. And that's what kind of detracted, and it just kind of...
I think it's because it sounds samey throughout. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And because it's 40-some minutes, but it don't... Like, I feel you. It don't feel like 40-some minutes. Because
it's way longer.
It almost feels like one long track.
Yeah. Yeah,
whatever. But I think that's going back to what Ken said, is that that was intentional. You think that was probably intentional?
Definitely by design.
Yeah.
It snoozes in the whip.
I think it bumps, though.
No, it bumps, man. I'm just not excited about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm just not like, like, I love this thing. I don't know. It just didn't have that connection.
You unexcitedly bumping in the whip? How'd that work? A couple more, like, hype tracks, that probably would have done a little bit of good for him.
Yeah, because I think it didn't really kind of switch up until, like, Pride, I think, is one that sounded a little bit noticeably
different.
Mine
was Neo Babylon. Mm-hmm. Neo Babylon was definitely...
That's when it picked up.
Yeah, that's when, like, when I was listening, because it's funny, because I think before I listened to this mixtape, I went and listened to this track off the joint, mm-hmm. just to kind of hear, like, the progression or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, the growth. I'm like, okay. So then as I'm listening to the first track, I'm like, damn. And the coast, I'm like, I didn't like the hook part, though. The hook was a little...
The coast.
I was just like, yeah. But, I mean, the verses was dope. And I'm like, okay, he's definitely...
And the beat switch up was dope.
Yeah, the beat switch up was dope. But, yeah, I think, like I said, Ken, I think once it got to Neon Babylon, that's when it was kind of like, oh, okay. Like, we got a different type of style production, different, like, sample layering they doing on this one. And I'm like, and the way his voice, he sounded so aggressive. I'm like, well, damn, he's finally sounding aggressive, because he didn't even sound super aggressive on the first, like, what, three tracks.
I'm not hearing what you heard. I'm not hearing what you heard either. He was aggressive the whole fucking time. The only thing that wasn't aggressive were the beats.
I thought Neon Babylon, he kind of switched it up, I thought.
He just started hollering a little bit more, but he was aggressive the whole time.
How you saying the beats?
Like, what beats were not aggressive. There was...
They were just banging. Right. It was very somber. Like, banging.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
The beat, that's what made this project interesting.
Maybe he was yelling. I was just like, oh, okay, he's yelling now. He's sounding aggressive.
Yeah,
I don't think he sounded like super aggressive throughout the whole project, but yeah, I mean, I can definitely hear the growth from the joint to now. And I think what I really didn't understand was, like, maybe y'all picked it up. I didn't. But just fire him breaking it down in three sections like that, did you? Any of y'all catch
the story?
Yeah, no. Like, I didn't...
The story was confusing as shit.
Yeah, because I kept listening to it like, okay, is there something I'm missing? I said, well, shit, hopefully Ken and them pick it up. I'm like, I kept listening to it like, I don't know why he broke it up in three sections like that. I'm thinking, like, was it a connection or something that I was missing? So if that was a gripe on the project, I was like, well, I kind of, when I got finished, I was like, well, why did
it... Went over your head.
Yeah, I guess it probably did. Because I'm like, well, why you... Break it up in three sections where I didn't get no connection. Like, it would have been dope if it was like a dope connection to why he did it in three acts.
A beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah, but I didn't feel that. Exactly. Way. Okay, so I'm like, okay, I hope I ain't the only dumb one in this review. Because I really felt stupid. Like, I was like, damn. I said, I'm sitting here like,
I'm not
getting this. But not to knock, like I said, like people said earlier, you're dope. Like, you can rhyme your ass off. And I can definitely hear the progression, but I think when I got finished listening to this, I was just like lost. I was like, okay, ended with Reasonable Doubt.
So it had no purpose for you, like that in terms of like the entire thing. And I think he had an opportunity to like switch it up, like kind of like the mood to break it up like that. Like there, it has to be intentional.
Like, cause I think he would have been creative enough to really make it work, but it didn't work. And I was just like, let me listen to this again. Let me listen to this again. I know I'm missing something. I said, man, I hope FIFA and them pick it up, because I feel stupid as hell after listening to this. But yeah, overall, I thought this was sonically, I liked the sound of the project. I mean, obviously, like Ken said, the production wise, he was going for something airy and dark. Yeah, I was thinking like, well, maybe he's talking about fighting his demons in the city or something. I mean, I was just trying to find all types of connections for why it's a 3-part album. But you know, overall, I thought this was a solid debut album from him, man. I wasn't really disappointed. Just the fact that I just felt lost after I finished listening to this album.
I think it was on Reasonable Doubt. There was a line he had where it was something, he said something like, the only salvation I have for hope is a gun or something like that, something along those lines. And I thought that may have been like what the album was kind of really centered about, you know, these different vices, the streets, trying to survive in the streets and not be consumed about it, of course, you know, women, whatever, whatever. But again, much like, you know, you guys, I just didn't pull the story that was, I guess, he was trying to tell. And I think for me, when I'm listening to this, I think it sounds very formulaic. It sounds like he obviously wanted to tell a story, got the sound, and you know, I'm gonna do beginning, middle, and end. And it just didn't quite connect in terms of what he was going for with the content of the album itself. Obviously, from what I've heard, and you know, you guys agree, I don't know what you say, we haven't heard from you yet, the guy can rap his fucking ass off. His flows are really good. Like, he keeps you interested rapping. But what happens after that? Like, what happens after that? What's next? And I think that was missing, because when I'm listening to this, I'm like, okay, beats sound good. You sound good over a beat. You can rap your ass off. Technically, all this other stuff is coming together. Like, you're like a freaking machine. But it's like the soul and the stuff is kind of like missing part. That connection you were looking for, that you were talking about, didn't quite come all the way through. And something you said, like all of the things, the critiques and everything that that you guys gave him, like he applied all of that. But I think there was also has to be like, sometimes you got to, like, you can be gifted as hell, but where's that it factor? You know what I'm saying? That can take you over the top. Don't get me wrong. There are a lot of people out here that's just going to listen to him rap and will fucking love it, because that's all they're hearing for. I'm like, oh man, this guy can rap, because for them, that's interesting. I think for somebody like me that's been listening to a lot of music for a number of years, sometimes you have to go beyond just that. Yep. And, you know, I'm not really interested in hearing somebody that can just rap really, really well, because there are a lot of motherfuckers out here that rap really, really well. What else do you have, you know, to offer? And I think that was one of the things that was missing for me, because when I'm listening to this, I was thinking just one thing. Who would I be interested in sharing this with? Yeah, overall, I think it's a good album, but it's just missing that extra thing that I think I would need in order to just be absolutely in love with it. Sounds good, sounds great rapping. Awesome, but I need that other part, yeah.
You think maybe if the story came together, that would have been...
I don't think the story would have done it for me either.
Like, listening to this, like, the person that I would kind of compare him to, he changed his name, but Sylvan, Searching Sylvan,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
Quest. Being from Florida, you know what I'm saying? Like Quest, like, when he came out with that project, we all loved it because there was a connection to him, like, losing his job, not having his dad in his life, like, all of these things. Even, like, Schoolboy Q with Habits and Contradictions, right? Like, all of these vices and things that are bad for you. Like, on this project, just that connection, that thing that would take it over the top, didn't happen. It's a little frustrating because, like you said, he has all of these check marks, except for, like, that one that can really make you love a project. And it's a, how do you get that?
I had no idea who this guy was until these hordes of people started sending me stuff on Twitter.
Same thing happened to me too.
Did it?
Yeah.
Did you get the same thing?
Yeah, man, a whole bunch of them. Beezy?
Interesting.
Got a lot of
yeah, man.
Motherfucker yeah. Got a street team, an E Street team.
You got a lot of fans.
Okay.
E-team. A whole lot E-team. Of fans.
Interesting. But yeah, I didn't know who this was. I didn't realize it was a guy on the mixtape. I wasn't super involved in that. I'm an asshole and I just didn't bother. I wasn't there when he showed up to spit, so I thought it was just some random person. But yeah, when this thing started, I was like, oh, okay, this is interesting. The way Act One went into the coast, I was like, all right, so we're getting the airy, kind of spacey production, and I got an aggressive rapper that was rapping quite loud. And when it went to the second track, same thing, third track, same thing. I was like, okay, this is his sound. But immediately what started to bother me is something about the mix of this was like getting under my skin. And the fucked up thing is I can't put my finger on what it is that was bothering me. Like at certain points, it was like, I didn't like the way the snare sounded. On other times, it was like, I felt like his vocals were too loud.
Yeah, I see that.
But I like the contrast of the production he uses. That's the, more of that kind of Mick Jenkins, Isaiah Rashad-ish kind of airy production with this aggressive rapper. And I forget the other dude we reviewed that was kind of like that. What was the dude that got mad?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Denzel Curry. I'm surprised nobody had mentioned that. That's why it reminded me of that. Yeah, it did. It reminded me of that as well.
But I like this more than Denzel Curry.
Right.
This project, I feel like it could have been it. But just like Ken said, there was something that was missing. And when I looked at the track list, I'm like, okay, Act 1, Loss. Act 2, Vice. Act 3, Salvation. I didn't get that. Mm. I didn't get the Loss. I was actually on his Bandcamp, and there were people leaving comments, maybe the same people that were sending me shit on Twitter, that were saying like, oh man, you know, that track where he's talking about his girl got killed and got run over by a drunk driver. And I went back and listened. I'm like, when the fuck did that happen? I missed that. Like, and I went back, I listened to it multiple times. Maybe I'm stupid too, but usually I can pick up on stuff like that. But for some reason with this project, I did not pick that up. But that aside, just listening to this aesthetically, I think he has something. The production with his style, I feel like he really took his time to make the album sound different. Not different within itself, but different from other shit. Mm-hmm. Like the like I said, the airy production mixed with, like, I love the way he put those like water sounds in the background. I thought the chick's interludes, the samples of the girl speaking, typically I would think that was hella corny, but I thought it worked on this.
It didn't come off super corny.
It didn't come off corny, but I will agree with you 100% that it did sound very samey. It did not get my attention until Neo Babylon. I was like, okay, this is definitely my favorite jam on this album. Until it got to Cowboy Bebop. Now, if there was any song on this project where I'd say you need to listen to this track to see what this dude is like, it's that song. Now, I feel like on that song, he was really doing something to make that song stand out. The way he was rapping, the beat, the way, like, when the beat slowed down and then he came in with that, he had like a weird flow, I cannot be calm. And then, like, then he started speeding up rapping towards the end, and I was like, oh shit. It ended with, I cannot see God. And then I was like, oh, okay, that was kind of dope. Then the beat changed and he started rapping a different way. I was like, okay, he clearly has something here. It's just by the end of the project, you know what? Remember when we reviewed that Logic project and I said that I feel like the dude has a masterpiece in him, but this ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
I feel the exact same way. I feel like this dude has something, but this ain't it. I feel like he's on a path to putting out something that could be really, really, really interesting. But he's not quite there yet. I still think this is an interesting project. Mm-hmm. It's a whole hell of a lot better than I thought it was gonna be. I'm not gonna front. Mm-hmm. When it was this dude that I had never heard of and all these weird people are sending me shit, I'm like, this is gonna be some bullshit. But this is actually a really good project. I feel like there's just some things that he needs to work on, but unfortunately, I can't place my finger on what they are.
On what it is.
Right. Yeah. It's really hard. Because right now he has this kind of mix of like Joey Badass, Earl Sweatshirt, and ASAP Rocky all thrown into this big gumbo. And that's an interesting mix. Combination.
Yeah.
That's an interesting mix that we can't say a lot of people are going for that.
Yeah.
So he clearly has a goal in mind. It's just maybe he needs an actual producer, not a producer, rap world producer beats, like a producer, a music producer to come in and sit down and be like, okay, nah, let's tweak this. He needs like a Kanye. Or like a Dre or like a Pharrell to come in there and say, you know what, nah man, let's tweak this like this. Nah man, I like the way you did that, but lower the tone there.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this would have been a lot better. Because half the time when I'm listening to this, I'm just like, God damn, these fucking vocals are just like beating my eardrums. And whoever produces this shit, amazing. These beats are fucking dope as shit to me. And him rhyming over them the way he does is a very interesting idea. But something just needs to be tweaked. I just don't know what it is.
I know I saw a dude named King Yosef on a couple joints.
King Yosef?
Yeah.
Anonymous, man, if you watching, bro, I think if you watch this whole thing, everybody was pretty much saying the same exact thing. You are definitely talented. You have something in your music. For me personally, it just didn't not give me that connection. You know, like some of the vices and some of the things that you were talking to, maybe I just never experienced them, or I haven't had somebody that experienced them that I can relate to. For me, it was more so a relatability type of thing, man. Like,
You ain't never known a man to lose a girl, to get hooked on drugs a little bit, to be kind of not.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah.
You like, you know me.
You know me. I don't know all that shit, but it still didn't connect.
Yeah, but it still was no connection, though. No, he's 100% right. It just still was no connection. And
the story didn't connect. That way, you didn't even know what the story was.
Nah.
That's why it didn't connect. You don't know the story. It could connect.
It could.
It could be your story. It could be.
Maybe it could be. But look, man, don't let whatever we say deter you, because what I heard was that we're definitely pumping you up to continuously do what you're doing to mold yourself, man, because you definitely have a unique sound.
Yes. Great job with the project. I think definitely looking forward to what whatever you put out next. I just want to, when y'all listen to a project, I just want to be like, okay, this is why, this is the conclusion, or this is why you made this project, or this is why you sequenced it the way you did. I just felt lost after listening to that, and I just don't mean to sound like a dumbass when I reviewed this, but I do like the project overall. I just was like, damn. So just, I guess, a little bit more focus on the theme or whatever you're trying to go for in your next project so I can get it.
If you're watching, I do like the project as well. I think when we made the decision to review it, when I first listened to it, I was like, oh, damn, this is actually not bad. I hit B up, because I think we all were a little bit concerned about what we were going to hear. And I was like, okay, I can actually listen to it. I know that the criticisms here, it's hard to really get something like you can really pull away from it that you can actually take away, because I think there's something that we can't actually identify with this project that we're not really connecting with. But I do believe that Mike's advice about getting somebody in the studio, a producer that can help you add some more nuance to it, to just do this, that, and the other, could definitely take this over to the next step. But overall, definitely was a good album, and I think that a lot of people out there would enjoy listening to this just on the strength of the sound and you rapping.
Like, this project, I'm telling you, I thought this was gonna be some bullshit. I really did. I really, really did. And I was really taken aback. Just on first listen, I was like, wow, I was completely wrong. This dude really can rap. And he's doing something that I actually think is interesting, and it's different. Not a lot of people sound like this as far as the contrast of the airy beats with the aggressive verses. And I think what you did on Cowboy Bebop, you should do that a lot more, where you're actually putting details and minutia and nuances into one song. And you do that 10 times over and you have a completely different album. But I can tell you took your time. I can tell you're detailed, because you had the acts that were a cappella, that were trying to bring the story together. It's just like we've all said, the story for us, maybe we're stupid, it just did not connect. This is a good project. It's a very good project. It's a lot better than a lot of the shit that we've been sent, especially debut mixtape, debut albums. It's better than some of the shit that we've heard from, at least that I've heard, from some mainstream acts. Like, you have something interesting going, but there's just something that's missing, and I'm not a producer, so I can't tell you what it is, but once you figure it out, I guarantee you're gonna step over that hump.